ago, there was a trend. And that trend, when somebody was making a big fuss about something, would be responded with the hashtag First World Problems. The first world problems that often people find that disastrous. Their life can't go on. I have no milk for my tea. And suddenly the world is falling apart. Or I have just put my washing in the washing machine and now it is raining. And we suddenly start to lose it because this has become a major thing. Or discovering there is no bacon in the fridge when everyone is wanting bacon and eggs for breakfast. And this is a disaster. And then you have those exaggerations about things like, this is luxury. And the advertisers do this. Have you noticed the luxury soap or the luxury sponges? They're going to change your life. And then there is other exaggerations. My mother is going to kill me. Well, in probably 0.0001%, this could be true. But for the most of us, it's going to be, mum's going to be cross. Or when you're feeling a little hungry, I could eat a horse right now. And then there's the person who comes and does that little favour for you, and they respond, you're a lifesaver. Well, maybe not. Or for a minor act of kindness, that's so heroic of you. We have got our language sometimes over the top for little things. And sometimes the really important things we have no language for. So what does it mean on this Remembrance Sunday as we remember? What does it mean to be a hero? According to the dictionary, a hero is a man or woman distinguished by exceptional courage. The Bible puts it like this: greater love has no one than to lay down one's life for the friends. Today we have this privilege of honouring the courage of soldiers past and present who have laid down their lives, not only for their friends, but for strangers too. And fighting for the cause of freedom and justice, and to preserve nations, our nation, with the values that we have. And with brothers and sisters and fellow human kind across this nation today, we give thanks. A lot of them did it in secret. A lot of them we do not know about. It was interesting, last week I was listening to a podcast that somebody had recorded my uncle, and I found out things about my grandfather I never knew. I thought my grandfather had nothing to do with the war because he was very ill and he had asthma, but didn't realize it came from the war, and that he was a Spitfire stencil maker, whatever one of them are, and he was also in the Home Guard. I could imagine my father as Captain Mannering, so what my grandfather might have been is another matter. And this is a story I was unaware of until last week when I was looking at my, or listening to this thing. And the truth is, just like I was unaware of that, we are unaware of the heroes often in our midst, or the heroes who have been part of our story. We give thanks to God. We give thanks to God for those who have done the unbelievably great things, often in secret. Thankfully, for the majority of us, there's not much opportunity in life to be heroes. We are unlikely to be conscripted into the armed forces or find ourselves on the front line in a conflict situation. There are people here who do, the people of our emergency services who daily go towards danger. And in the last week, we have seen a railway guard go and face danger head on. And we will never know that moment where God may call us to be somebody who faces danger ourselves. Yet the Bible exhorts all of us to do our bit. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. How? As I have loved you." Jesus is not just saying love. He's given an example and commanded us to do what he did. Loving isn't easy. It doesn't always come naturally. If it did, we wouldn't need a commandment to do it. Loving can sometimes be really difficult. Maybe you as a parent have had a child that's gone through chaos, and at times you think, I do love them. I'm telling myself I do love them, but just at the moment, they're driving me a little mad. And some parents said, amen, I've been there. I know that story. And Jesus says, love them as I have loved you. Love them as I have loved you. Loving can be difficult. Sometimes choosing to love can take all our strength and all our willpower. It can just be so emptying, self-emptying. In an episode of Doctor Who a few years ago, the doctor said, "Love isn't an emotion. Love is a promise." And that Christ loves us is a promise he made. He made it to us that we will be loved and we will always be loved. That love will know no end. That love will never fail. That love has nothing to do with the way we behave or what we do, because he will still love us anyway. But he loves us too much to allow us to be like that. He will pull us back to himself. We can be secure in the greater love. The greater love of God that never fails. And because we know that, we can also act upon that love. Whilst for the majority of us, we need not sacrifice our lives, we're still called to lay down our lives for our friends. Yes, be the hero, be distinguished by exceptional courage. Yes, sometimes we will be called to stand up for the oppressed, the marginalized, the forgotten. And this is through the whole of our lives. I'm just going to take a digression for a moment. I'm just going to take a pause for a moment. As we talk about love, and it's easy to show love sometimes when we're with people, I want to talk about your online life, the things you post online. You know, the keyboard warrior moments you have. I'm going to say this bluntly. I get really upset when I see members of God's church posting on Lifeline hatred. Posting online things about people who are immigrants. Posting online anger. That's not love. That's not gospel. That's not what we are called to be. And if you've done it, can I encourage you today to go back through your posts and start deleting them and start to think, if I cannot say something loving, say nothing at all. Say nothing at all. What would Christ write? We are called to love one another as Christ loved us. And if we can't do that, we have to go back to Christ and say, Lord, change me. If necessary, break me. That I can truly love as you have given me that example. Stand up for what's good and right in the face of evil. Stand up against the bully or tell somebody about the bully. Campaign against things like human slavery. Yes, it does exist even in 2025 in Romford. There are people in human slavery. Speak out for those who have no voice. Do what it takes to love as Christ loved us. Jesus was our example. I'm conscious I'm going to be speaking against a band in a moment, but we'll get there, won't we? Jesus is our example. And if we go back just a few chapters in John, to John 10, and what Jesus said in John 10, this is our example. And it was this. John 10, verse 10. I have come to bring life. When Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. What are you doing to bring life and hope to people? Verse 11. I am willing to die for my sheep. If we love one another, we must be willing to also give up our life for one another. Verse 13, I know my sheep. If we're going to love as Christ loved, it means truly knowing the other, knowing one another. Verse 17 again, I'm willing to give up my life. Are you willing to give up your life, your ambition, your projects, the things you want to do for loving another? That's what we're called to be. And in verse 18, Jesus says, I give up my life. I give my life up of my own free will. Not taken from him, but gave it up. Greater love. Greater love has no man than that lays down his life for his friends. And Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. Friends, in all our lives. In our lives where what we're doing is visible, and in our hidden lives. In all our lives, let's find a way of modeling Christ, of truly modeling Christ. And if there are things that we have done that are hurtful, are hateful, let's go back and resolve to sort them out. For Jesus, on this Remembrance Sunday, says greater love. Love one another as I have loved you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, as the crowds are gathering across the road and we are going to just go into an act of remembrance in a while, Lord, we pray that we will know your love, your greater love over us. And so, Lord, guide our lives. Guide who we are. In Jesus' name, amen. We sing together.